I got older, I realized there are a lot of things I could have done differently. But I'm not mad at that because it shaped me to be the person who's giving you this podcast today. So the only thing I could say is just that there are some things I could have done differently. But as far as pride goes, it really made me sacrifice something that I can't get back.
I got to be honest with all of you. I think I may have started this podcast off with the wrong energy. Not bad energy, but just a little more higher than I thought I'd start off. What I should have done was play the audio clip first, then speak, and then have the podcast intro kick everything off and then pick up from there. But in my head, I thought that it was going to be smooth, but that was an audio clip from an episode I did September 12, 2018, season 1, episode 3, The Power and Price of Pride. And what I said really resonates with what I am about to say on this episode. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have put any intro, but I'm still, you know, messing around with this new way of recording. So I wanted to kind of include everything, but I just wanted the atmosphere to, you know, be a serious tone, a semi-serious tone, given what I have to say to all of you, or what I want to say to all of you. But you know something? It's fine. It's all good. Doesn't matter how I started. What's important is how I get there and how I finish. With that being said, what is going on, everyone? Wonderful people of the multiverse. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. I am your host who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always be your boy and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. I hope all of you have been well. Hope you've experienced great days leading up to today. Hope you've also experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic people, and amazing food in any specific order of your choosing. And above all else, most importantly, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most, with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. So, I have shared what it is that I wanted to talk about. And before I speak on it, let me just say I am so grateful that patience played a role in my actions this week. How I was feeling in the beginning of the week was the definition of impulsive. Whatever I was feeling at that time, I wanted to just rush home and start recording and immediately just share what was on my mind at the time. As the days passed, as I let it marinate in my head, I found better ways to express what I wanted to express, and I'm grateful for that. And as time went on, certain events happened that shifted my perspective a whole lot better than where it was in the beginning. That's why I'm grateful that I've learned patience throughout the years. Because I really was, not that I would have regretted what I was going to say, but I was saying, I would have said it without being 100% sure if what I was feeling was true. I needed things to happen or not happen in order to confirm that what I was feeling was 100% true. And I'm so glad that this week isn't ending on a sour note. So, I had spoken on Pride years ago. And at that time, when I was speaking on it, I was talking about really what focuses, what pushes you to focus on pride, outside influence, public opinion, which is really the same thing, assumptions that people are putting themselves before you, just pretty much all the outside factors of what would influence you to be prideful in the worst case possible. This time around, because this is what I'm calling the Power and Price of Pride, Chapter 2, I want to speak to all of you about my own experiences with pride. Now, on that episode that I recorded a long time ago, I was speaking from a place where I understood where my actions of pride have led me and where I wanted it to stop and how I wanted to start anew, to just have a fresh, brand new start and go forward aware of what I need to work on and work on it along the way. Years passed. It's now 2022. Not only am I in the same space, it's gotten really worse because as a result of knowing my pride, I have sacrificed who I am in a lot of cases because I was afraid of what my pride would influence me to do or not do. But in this case, you know, I didn't do a lot of things because of pride. So, you know, it's really things that I could have done or should have done. I've had a lot of experiences as the years went on, and for the sake of not defending myself to a point where it felt like I was offending others, I remained quiet. I remained silent. I just remained passive. And as I looked back this week, when I was feeling the way I was feeling, I felt disgusted. Because I was so afraid to defend myself, I allowed myself to be disrespected, to be deceived, to be anything that is the opposite of understood and respected and pretty much thought about. I started to remember the benefits of pride, the benefits of knowing who you are, what you'll tolerate, what you won't tolerate, and just what you deserve. Self-respect is something I forgot along the way. I was so focused on peace and quiet that I forgot how chaotic silence could be. Because when you're left with your thoughts, like me, you often wonder if what you did or didn't do was the right decision. And in my case, it wasn't. I have spent the remaining years in my 20s just nodding my head, just paying attention and watching how people move, how they talk versus how they move, just understanding what was true coming out their mouth versus what was false. And I never checked any of them on it when it came to stuff pertaining me and that person, because I don't really concern myself with what a person does with themselves in their spare time. Pretty much, if they have a plan for themselves, I'm not getting involved. But if you involve me in something, if you ask me for 100% of me, and you know that I'm the kind of person that gives you 100% of myself, that's where the atmosphere changes, and I'm more focused on making sure I look for all the dotted I's and the cross T's and the P's and Q's. I'm so sorry that I'm speaking in spaces. I'm paying attention to the timer. Last episode, I learned that an episode, a recording on this program only gives me 15 minutes, and I'm already 9 minutes in, so I'm just being mindful of what I'm saying. Once I hit the 14 minutes and 30 second mark, I'll speak to wrap it up, go to the ad, and then jump right back into it. Because I feel like there's going to be a lot to be said on this episode. I'm hoping that it'll wrap up to 45 minutes. It might push an hour. But I need to speak on this because these are one of those topics that I need to vent, share my advice, and hope that none of you follow or are following my footsteps as long as I have. Hopefully this can help you all be like, yo, you know what? Nah, no, hell no. I give a person or the people that I'm dealing with me 100% authentically. I've never shied away from being myself. And I know that sounds like I'm contradicting myself because I just said I decided to be silent. But at that time, silence was who I was. I just acquired all the information I needed to acquire. And then I realized in the end, I lost a lot. A lot. I lost peace of mind. I lost self-respect. In some ways, I lost dignity too. By just dealing with elements I did not need to nor deserve to deal with. And this was in places that I didn't even expect. Even worse, this was coming from places that I thought I learned my lesson and I still dove in. Carefree. And as a result, I just have a lot of stress on my shoulders, a lot of heavy thoughts in my mind. And it's just, I don't understand. I will never understand for as long as I live. How can you deal with people for a long time or X amount of years for them to know who you are, that they'll still give you a false persona that you go along with because you think that it's, you know, equal amount of chips put on a table. I give you all of me and you give me all of you. And I still found myself in these situations where people were just asking me for 100% and they were only giving me less than that. And what's worse about it is I can't get mad because I made those choices. I wasn't heavily influenced. I was just asked. And the main reason why I haven't gone off, why I haven't gotten upset, why I haven't been as angry as I need to be is because it fell on me. I dropped the ball. And most importantly, in a good way, I learned from that. And how I am adapting going forward could potentially make me unapproachable, the last person to reach out to. But at the same time, being me for those who deserve me as I am. Guards down, authentic me. Because I was this close to saying, you know what? Life, you win. You've introduced me to a bunch of people who are the definition of narcissistic, selfish, focused on their own. There was a word that was used today. Survivalists. And you clearly want me to become these people. So I give up. I'm going to change. Right before I said that, or during when I said that, I said, wait, no. That doesn't make sense. That's literally me being hurt and deciding to hurt others because I experience pain. When I can learn from that pain and still be myself, just not with them. I can adapt without changing 100%. It's been draining emotionally because this was coming from areas where it was in my blind spot. It was things I least expected from people I least expected. I saw a lot of self-preservation being the focus point of decisions being made. And I can't get mad at that. When people decide to move for themselves or think for themselves, do what's best for themselves. I'm all for that. I'm an advocate for that. You go do what you need to do. My problem is when you lack the honesty to speak on what it is that needs to be done, that must be done for you, and you're leaving me with an impression of how things are going to be. That's my issue. But then again, it comes back to me choosing to believe or not to believe. There's a gray area with that because at the time I was so afraid of possibly showing disbelief that that would result in a space that wasn't even necessary. But then I realized I was sacrificing my safe way of thinking for the sake of keeping the atmosphere at a pace that I see now was just doing nothing but pleasing others. And before I get into all of that, I am going to stop right here and play a sponsor ad for Anchor. Right now. Once again, that was an ad for Anchor, the key to my podcasting success. I kind of like that I'm being timed and, you know, knowing when to stop, because that helps with ad placement a lot more than what I was trying to do before. It was suggested that I place the ads in the middle because that's how I get more sponsors. If you ask me how that progress is going. So anyway, getting back to what I was speaking on. I ended up being a people pleaser. I didn't want my pride to potentially blind me from saying what I needed to say at the time I needed to say it. You see, for me, I have told people recently, it is very hard for me to speak on something that is passionate to me without sounding like I'm either defending myself harshly to the point where you feel offended. I don't want to sound like I'm disrespecting anyone, or I don't want anyone to feel like they can't understand what I'm saying. It's really hard for me to speak that way because I have trauma in areas where I feel misunderstood, where I feel misheard or unheard, or where I'm not taken seriously. So as a result, I have shut down in a lot of ways. And I thought that that was growth because it's like, all right, I know myself, I'm not going to go there. But as I sit back, as I reflect on every situation that I have been involved in, more has been said to me with the intent of disrespecting, whether it was directly or indirectly. And I just nodded my head. And I'm sitting back here saying to myself, you know, I'm glad that they said what they had to say because they showed their true colors. And I'm over here like, wait, was that my point or was I just trying to avoid something? I don't want people to be the trigger to my anger. I don't want anyone responsible for me getting pissed off, for being angry, for just having my day ruined. I've experienced that in the past, and it's a terrible thing to have someone come into your life and just throw you off. You could be having a great 23 hours of your God-given 24 hours, and someone comes and ruins it. And that whole good vibe you were experiencing all day is just gone. I didn't want that. But now I'm starting to see, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to start ruining other people's days. Maybe it's time for me to just start saying things out of nowhere or making moves out of nowhere or just doing things that are best for me. And just hoping that you understand why I'm doing this the way I'm doing it. And if you don't understand, I don't care. I think above all else, what got me so impulsive enough to just jump in and say how I felt when I was feeling it was dealing with people who were making decisions or dealing with people who chose to deal with me the way they wanted to, and them coming back to make sure they didn't lose me in any way, shape, or form. In my mind, I'm saying to myself, this is kind of crazy. This is wild. I mean, I wasn't thought about during your whole process, or I wasn't thought about the way you should have thought about it. You said what you said, you did what you did. And now you are coming back to make sure that things are still square. You feel like, you know, I don't want this to be messed up. But you weren't thinking about that during the process. And then with me, I make sure I consider everyone in anything that I do, unless I genuinely don't want to. But most of the time, I'm making sure that no one is hurt or affected. Or if they are, I want to make sure that communications are clear. You see, I've dealt with a lot of people that have been unapologetically selfish. And I have never said anything about it because nothing is guaranteed in life to go the way you want it, and nothing is guaranteed to keep going the way you're used to. These things I know, these things I understand. But at the same time, it's like, damn, you know, I thought I gave you an understanding of who I am, that you don't have to do things that way. And I noticed that it's always, well, it's in the majority, the people who always speak on how they wish to be dealt with, how they wish to be treated, They always speak on how they treat others well and what they don't deserve. I've noticed that so much. And I still fall for it because in some way, shape, or form, I just say to myself, I would like to believe that I won't get dealt with that way. Because I've never given off a vibe that you need to do certain things. And then I hate when people think for me too. That's something that I hate the most. If I give you who I am, you should not second guess how to go about things. If you know that I am a clear-cut person, I wish to be dealt with clear-cut. Not in a way where I have to figure out everything and not in a way where it comes down to I was afraid of how you're going to react. Because at that point, I have to make sure that I don't say anything that gives you that confirmation that I was going to react that way. That's the price of me overthinking, and it's so annoying. It's the worst. Because I have to dial back who I am and water myself down for the sake of not being the person you thought I was. When I gave you enough of me for you to know by now that I wouldn't do that. I say almost the same thing to everyone in every conversation. I want you all to do what's best for yourselves. Don't worry about how it looks. If it's for your growth, I'm all for it. I've said that so many times that I know for a fact what day, what time, what I was doing when I said that. And I always say that because I have had the unfortunate, I don't want to say pleasure, I've had the unfortunate opportunities to speak with people who forget their worth, who forget who the hell they are, and they forget about how they should be treated. And I have to reassure them that, nah, you don't deserve to deal with this. Unfortunately, it was those same people who, once they figured out who they were or they remembered who they were, they just did what they had to do. And I'm not saying all this for a pity party. I'm saying all this because I know for a fact I'm not the only one that experienced this. And it was a result of me not being prideful and making decisions for myself that put me in this atmosphere to speak to all of you. I have been living in my mind since the new year started. And the worst thing about it is I am afraid that I'm going to go exactly to the place that I have been trying to avoid because either people want to prove that Chillis is a facade and I'm just like anybody else who can't take disrespect well and will result to disrespecting, or people really don't pay attention to me and I'm just here for a go-to, for a good laugh, for just an opportunity. It's crazy. And it's crazy because as I say all this, I know for a fact that I am going to have second thoughts when I upload and all of you listen to this episode on Saturday. Speaking of which, thank you all for tuning in to last week's episode. As always, I love and I appreciate all of you. Even now, as I'm speaking, I kind of feel like I'm shaking, in all honesty. I feel like I'm the opposite of Chillis right now, but at the same time, I feel good. I feel like there's a weight being lifted off my shoulders because when I was saying all of this in my head, I sounded like I was going crazy. I sounded like, nah, there's no way. Even when I said it out loud, I was like, no. This isn't really happening. But as I'm speaking to all of you, this is the most calm I've been in years since I podcasted and clear. And I'm lining up everything perfectly. I feel really good. What I'm trying to figure out now, or what I am figuring out rather, is how to go forward from here. It is the second month going into the third month of the new year. So I don't think it's too late. And I'm figuring out how to be Chillis 3.0. Because 2.0 was the quiet, processing thoughts Chillis. 3.0 is a result of 1.0 and 2.0 not working, but I'm combining both of their elements. I'm going to be both impulsive and patient. Impulsive when it counts, patient when it doesn't, when impulse isn't necessary. There is a benefit of pride. When you understand what pride is, you can utilize it in a lot of ways in which it's beneficial for your journey going forward. You have to understand yourself. You have to know what it is that you want for you, and you have to settle for nothing less of what you want. And you have to do it unapologetically. I need to apply that to myself. For me, it's never too late to make a change. I say that to all my family members. I say that to all my closest friends, anyone that I'm speaking with, acquaintances, even strangers that I meet. If it's not for you, it's not the best option. I didn't want to be the person that says things in a harsh way for you to understand, but my words have been so softened and protected that you ever seen a sophisticated word and then you have to kind of find a definition and associate it with a word you know, so it could be like, oh, okay, this is what this means. You have to keep dumbing it down. My girlfriend, my best friends, my brother, everyone who I've spoken to has said you can't be worried about everybody else. And I used to say that I agree with them, but I didn't realize I was saying it when I was at 50%. I wasn't being 100% me. I was being a former shell of myself. And it sucks because ultimately the people won. The way I didn't want to go about living life ultimately is the way that I need to live life. I hate the idea of being misunderstood, but now I have to focus on loving the fact that I'm not concerned about that stuff anymore when I make actions, when I take action. It's one of the most annoying things in the world to me, but if it's for the sake of me achieving peace down the road, long-lasting peace of mind, peace in general, I'm all for it. I don't want any of you who are listening to this episode and are currently dealing with what I'm dealing with. Don't settle for less. Don't deal with less. If you know who you are, be yourself unapologetically. Don't water yourself down. Don't give anyone a version of you that settles. I settled for who I had to be for the sake of this idea of peace that was temporary. I avoided conflict. I avoided saying things in a moment. I avoided making decisions. And as a result, I am dealing with the consequences. And the only consequence is I have to move forward regardless, because everyone and everything that I dealt with helped me learn this lesson. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what I would be saying on this podcast right now. I feel like I could elaborate a little more. I am 13 minutes in, going in to another 15 minutes. That in total will be 30 minutes. And my stomach is growling. I hope all of you did not hear that, because that is crazy. It's ironic. It's like I'm not full anymore. I'm empty. So now I just want to feed on nothing but, you know, positive vibes, amazing food, and fantastic. Wait, I can't feed off of fantastic people. You see, this is why I think I should stop where the timer's going. I should end right there. Listen to me. Yo, Chillis, we heard everything until you said you wanted to feed off of people. You freaking cannibal. You vampire. And I got to clean that up. But you know something? I'm going to end it here because I have no way to add what it is, like another ad. If I had another ad, then I would do it, but I don't know how to combine the audio files yet, so I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll probably do a part two to this, and we'll see, you know, how long that episode is, but I'm going to cut it right here. Thank you all for allowing me to vent, to express myself, for listening. I hope you can take some advice from what it was I told you or tried to tell you. You all might think I'm being very sneaky, but I love you all. Thank you for listening. I'll speak to you all soon. Chillist out.